You knew him, didn't you? Then you had that one little feeling. But you waved it away. You should have listened to that one little feeling. Just like I'm listening to you now. You can talk to me. I'm all a friend you got.
The Little Things is a new crime thriller featuring not one, not two, but three Academy Award winners. Denzel Washington is joined by Rami Malek and Jared Leto for this tale of an elusive serial killer and the cops who are obsessed with finding him. It's 1990 and someone is killing women in the Los Angeles area. The man tasked with solving these brutal murders is hotshot detective Jim Baxter, Rami Malek, but he's getting nowhere fast. These new cases bear a similarity to other unsolved murders in the city a number of years ago. The detective on those cases, Joe Deacon, Denzel Washington, has left the district and is now a deputy in a small county away from the city. But on a routine visit to LA, Deacon is drawn back into the cases and he joins Baxter in offering assistance. Deacon became obsessed by the unsolved murders and it led to a breakdown. Now that he's back on the city beat, Deacon is convinced all the cases are linked and he's on the hunt for a very elusive serial killer. The investigation leads to a number of dead ends, but then Baxter and Deacon discover Albert Sparmer, Jared Leto, an appliance repairman who appears to have an intense interest in these cases and in the police officers themselves. Deacon and Baxter begin a deadly dance with Sparmer, and while he seems to delight in the attention of the authorities, doubts are raised as to whether they really have their man. Could this disturbing loner simply be leading the detectives on a wild goose chase, or is he really the meticulous and brutal monster they imagine him to be?
I can assure you all we are taking a 24/7 all-hands-on-deck approach to these cases.
Guy's a shark. If he stops, he dies. He likes to drive, probably has a decent car, maybe two, high mileage.
You must really like my car.
I do. How's the trunk space?
The Little Things is written and directed by John Lee Hancock, a filmmaker known for directing The Blind Side and The Founder, and writing scripts for A Perfect World and Snow White and the Huntsman. The first draft of this story goes way back to 1993, and even directors like Steven Spielberg and Clint Eastwood expressed interest in getting it to the screen. It's been a long, slow process to bring this story to life. And parts of the completed film could also be described as long and slow. The Little Things walks a fine line between slow burn and boring, with unfortunately several scenes lacking any vital spark. It's also one of those movies where the cops speak in riddles and trot out all the usual lines about the investigation taking over your life and soul, and the film is peopled with jaded detectives who've seen it all before and spend long hours sitting in offices and bars referring to the cases that got away. But there is a mystery to be solved in The Little Things, and much like the title, the rewards are to be found beyond the story itself. John Schwartzman's cinematography gives us a vivid but seedy view of Los Angeles. Thomas Newman's score is haunting and disturbing in all the right places. And for a modern audience, it's very refreshing to see a dangerous murder mystery where the cops don't have easy access to mobile phones and tracking devices like they do now. Rarely have roadside payphones looked so menacing. The two leads are very solid, as you'd expect. Denzel Washington is so well cast in this type of role, while Rami Malek gives little away as the detective who needs the help of a seasoned police veteran. But the movie reaches a different level once Jared Leto shows up. His darkly disturbing take as the prime suspect gives the movie its power, and he looks like he's enjoying every creepy moment. The Little Things is a crime thriller that might be low on the thrills, but it does manage to create an atmosphere that's at times compelling and eerie. 3.5 stars out of 5.
It's the little things, Jimmy. It's the little things that rip you apart. It's the little things that get you caught.